This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. The sacrifices of American servicemen and women are honored in Washington, D.C. at the Capitol Monuments. Near the National Mall are monuments and memorials to World War II, Korea, and Vietnam. To commemorate Veterans Day, we sent NPR's Brian Naylor to the memorials to talk to veterans who are reminiscing there.
At the Korean War Memorial, men in white sateen jackets, members of the Army-Navy Union Club from Ohio, are laying a wreath in front of one of the memorial's life-sized statues of foot soldiers.
And when this earthly warfare is ended, grant that we may be received unto thyself, and to thy great name shall be given all the glory and praise, now and forevermore. Amen.
Amen. Then hut! Hand! Salute! Detail. Yes. Yes.
The men and women for whom these ceremonies and memorials are dedicated are not hard to spot. They stand alone or sometimes in groups, many wearing ball caps with their unit's insignia, all with their stories to tell.
You see these paratroopers here? That's what I was in, and that's the way they went out. That's called a stick. There's about 12 men in a stick, and they hooked up to the plane, and when the jump master told them to get out the door, they jumped.
79-year-old Lawrence Lakin from Huntington, West Virginia, stands before a panel at the World War II Memorial that depicts waiting troops on board an aircraft.
I was with the 11th Airborne Division, and I jumped on Luzon on February 3rd of 1945. Veterans Day brings back memories, you know, and we remember our dead. My brother, the only brother I had, was killed in Germany in World War II. And, of course, my dad was in World War I, so.
And now Lawrence Lakin's son is serving his country as a member of the West Virginia Air National Guard, flying a C-130 supply plane in another war in Iraq.
It just breaks my heart every day to hear these boys getting killed. But when you look at us, if we don't do that over there, we'll have them over here, the terrorists, you know.
Maurice Spitzer, age 81, walks near the memorial's large fountain in a green jacket with a patch of his unit, the 8th Air Force, sewn on the front. It's his first time here at the memorial. He says he used to attend reunions, but not so much anymore. Not that he doesn't have his memories.
I have a twin brother, and we served together. We were always together. We slept in the same barracks. Wherever we were transferred, we stayed together. My mother once wrote a letter to President Roosevelt, and she said, please keep my twin sons together. Whether that helped, I don't know, but they always kept us together till the day we got discharged.
At the Vietnam Memorial, the men are younger, heavier, and more conflicted about their war. They file past the famous Black Wall, where the names of those who perished are etched in the shiny granite. Near the entrance stands a group of Navy corpsmen, the medics who witnessed up close the war's brutality. John Combs is here from Florida, Ron Smith from Delaware.
We talk about the good things that happened and what's painful to go back and look at the wall.
But you do have to go back and look.
Yes, you do.
It's something we just made up our minds we do. For me, as far back as 69, I made the promise to myself that I would be here and see the guys that I served with that didn't make it home. This is my wife, Carolyn. She's a Gulf War vet, 91. In country.
Carolyn Zoldis wears a black Desert Storm cap, her arm around her husband as she talks.
When you compare the Gulf War vets to the Vietnam vets, we always just felt very inadequate because we weren't there 15 years, we were there 15 months. And gunfire is gunfire, and wounded are wounded, and it doesn't matter whether you were there 100 hours or 100 days.
Today there will be speeches and solemn ceremonies at Washington's war memorials. And there will be the veterans, in groups and alone, with their memories and their stories to tell. Brian Naylor, NPR News, Washington.